Yasser Arafat, chairman of the Palestinian Authority, says he will go to an Arab summit in Beirut on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Middle East truce talks led by U.S. Envoy Anthony Zinni are set to resume tomorrow. The search for peace in the Middle East was Dennis Ross's mission for 12 years. He was U.S. Special Envoy to the region from 1988 to 2000. It was a period marked by agonizing moments of near success, and when it ended and peace talks dissolved, the current 18-month round of fighting began. The conflict has left more than 1,400 people dead. Dennis Ross joins us now. Welcome. Mr. Ross, clearly the U.S. felt it had no option but to intervene in the Palestinian-Israeli conflict again if it hoped to affect wider matters in the region. Has the U.S. waited too long to act?
Well, definitely. I think one thing the administration learned is that by not intervening, the situation was obviously not improving and it was getting worse. For some time, I think I had been convinced at least that absent someone else helping out, the two parties left to their own devices were not going to be able to break out of the situation they were increasingly trapped in. So I would say that on the whole, it would have been better had the administration intervened sooner, but I think one also has to be honest and say there's no guarantees, had they, that things would necessarily have been different.
A few months ago, Ariel Sharon rather famously said that Yasser Arafat was irrelevant. Israel seems to be changing its mind about that now. How relevant is Yasser Arafat to peace efforts?
Well, Yasser Arafat is unquestionably still the symbol of the Palestinian movement. And to think that you're going to be able to do anything with the Palestinians that could transform their behavior for the better without him is probably an illusion. The problem still is that it's not clear that with him, he is prepared to make the kinds of decisions that will make it possible to transform the situation. And that really is the rub. I, for one, do not believe he is capable of negotiating an agreement that would end the historic conflict between Palestinians and Israelis, but I don't know that that's necessarily the right measure right now, because the issue of a solution is not what's at hand. The issue of defusing what is a war is at hand, stopping the killing is at hand, and to do that you're going to have both a security dimension to what you're doing, but also a political dimension. And I do believe Arafat is capable of more limited agreements. He still will have to make some tough choices, however, even to do that.
Israel came in for some strong criticism this week from UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, who sent a letter to Israel deploring the 2 weeks of violence and the occupation of territory by Israel. But Sharon's critics say that he doesn't have an exit strategy. What do you think?
I think that in the case of Prime Minister Sharon, I think it's hard not to look at the strategy that he's adopted and at least raise a question about where it's going. Bear in mind, if you had talked to Prime Minister Sharon a year ago and asked him, where do you think you're going to be, he certainly would not have described where they are today. It's inescapable that today the Israelis have been, in effect, using more force, and the Israeli public is, at least personally, far less secure. So something isn't working there, and I think it has to be reevaluated. And I think the Prime Minister is looking for more of a way out, and that's one of the reasons he's showing an interest, I think, in the U.S. efforts to broker a ceasefire.
On Wednesday, there will be an Arab summit in Beirut, expected to discuss the Saudi proposal to normalize relations with Israel in exchange for Israel's pulling back to 67 borders. Should Vice President Dick Cheney go to the region to meet with Yasser Arafat before the summit takes place? It seems to be the question of the hour.
Yeah. I am not against his meeting with Yasser Arafat, but I think I am against him meeting with him before the summit. The reason I say that is that the vice president was very clear, and General Zinni was very clear in conveying to Yasser Arafat what it would take to be able to have such a meeting prior to the Arab summit. The conditions were clear, the achievement of a ceasefire, the beginnings of implementation of that. The conditions were not onerous. So I'm a little concerned that if the vice president were to see Chairman Arafat before the Arab summit, he would be seeing him before the summit at a time when he really hadn't fulfilled any of the conditions that we had been establishing. I'm afraid, knowing Arafat as I do, that if he feels that we're prepared to erode some of our own conditions, he will believe he never really has to fulfill them.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us.
It was a pleasure.
Former U.S. Special Envoy Dennis Ross is a fellow at the Institute for Near East Policy in Washington.